Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm going to need Guru and some 49er fans to expand your mind a little bit.
Hey.
When you come up against a limitation, try to knock it down in your mind.
That's what I do daily.
Okay, well, get this through your head.
You can say thick skull.
Two things can be equally true. Brock Purdy can be your franchise quarterback, and he is. But you know what he is now? He's insurance. He's two things. He's the franchise quarterback, but he's insurance for Mac Jones right here, right now. Can you grasp that, young man?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
I know you don't like it, but that's because you can't understand it, maybe.
He's our lead singer, and shout out to the movie MJ's. Come out next year, Stoddy Michael Jackson. But if he's ready to go and he can be my backup, then damn it, he's going to be my starter. Kyle said as much, and I don't think Mac Jones, he's playing solid football, but he ain't. And I remember the Arizona game. He threw a pick, they could have lost that game. They could have lost the Ram game. We could keep going, but I love what he's doing. He has not supplanted or is wowing Kyle and John so much that they're doing this Spygate thing or cover-up, shout out Nixon, to where they're like, wink, wink, Brock can go, but we're holding him because Mac's lighting the world on fire. I don't believe that to be the case, and I'm just telling you, if I've invested this contract in my future, which is Brock, if he ain't 100, you ain't to Scooter Berry's point.
So you play him. If Brock Purdy said to you, you know, I feel pretty good, coach. I'd like to play against the Rams.
Yeah, hey, and he went through the whole protocol with the docs, and he's saying I'm ready? Go get him, fella.
You wouldn't. See, that's where I think.
Why are you smiling like I'm hiding?
I'll tell you right now, I don't believe you would. I believe if you were the 49er coach, you'd start Mac Jones.
Even if Brock is telling me, coach, I'm ready to go.
Yes.
And I want this to be the game I come back.
Yes. And you know why? Because you want to avoid conflict.
See,
and
now,
it'll be easier to do it. It'll be easier to do next week. And you can still rationalize that this week, Mac gives you a better chance.
But this is why I'm shocked that you're doing this. But you're full-fledged on sports radio host.
I get it.
You said conflict to who? Not this locker room. But you're talking about 95.7 a game and First Take and all that stuff and Orlowski. There's no conflict in the decisions that Kyle and John and the team is making when they give the keys back to a guy that claims and says he's ready.
Okay, so let me –
If Brock Purdy
starts Sunday – and looks terrible.
I got you.
You think Kyle just goes into next week, la-di-da, nothing to, like, okay, guys, I made a mistake. I probably should, like, he's going to get killed.
That I understand.
And he might get killed from Jed York, quite frankly.
Well, see, I think Jed would be in, when I talk about protocol, all the minds getting together and making the decision. But at some point, Stoddy, that's your reality you're going to face. If I'm wrong and he does come back, that if he performs to substandard, you're going to get some criticism. But I believe what he said Monday or after the last week's game that there's nothing to see here, guys. I think he did that only to appease Brock and give him some confidence, like, this is your show. But I don't think it's because of what it's going to look like if it's yay or nay.
Brock better not need confidence, having gotten paid in the offseason.
I ain't mad at you on that one.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Leroy,
how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Steiny? What's going on, Goo?
Yeah,
hey,
long time no see, baby. Long time no see.
Man, I had too many promos from the bar. Y'all almost had me late for work this morning.
Oh, my bad.
Real quick. Guys, I'm surprised you guys missed this, and you guys usually don't miss too much.
Oh, wow, Lee.
I want to ask you guys a question, and I'm opposing in a question. And I want you guys to throw out the money that they paid Brock, because whatever happens, if they have to eat that, that's the decision they made. This is that sometimes happens when you pay somebody and then injuries come along. So you can't do nothing about that, but let's remove the money. And I'm going to ask you this question. If you're Kyle Shanahan, put yourself in his shoes. Shouldn't you be thinking about not just Brock Purdy and not just Mac Jones, but the other 51 guys? And that should go into your decision making.
All right. Okay.
That should go into his decision making. And if it were me, and I want to ask you guys, if it were you, and out the air, I'll listen. If it were me and I'm considering that, I have to ride Mac. I have a hurt quarterback that may not come back. And so, hey, the great Kelly Peterson, she's a 1970s R&B singer. She had a song, Goo, You Gonna Like This. If it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go.
Wow. Whoa, all right,
So I'm just saying, if you're thinking about the other 51 guys, which you should be, and I want to know what you guys would do if you were Kyle Shanahan, and I know you too, you would be thinking about the other 51 guys. Hey, we're winning, and we have a quarterback when you consider everything. You got to ride Mac, and it's nothing against Purdy.
All right, I got you.
God bless you guys.
Yeah, you're
man.
The
have
man.
A great day.
Love you, Leroy.
Were you familiar with that record?
Of course not.
Yeah, I wasn't. Never Go Full Jeff coming at me, Stoney, my guy, saying, you guys do what you do to me daily is take it out of context, but Brock, it was Mr. Irrelevant. He's faced an uphill battle, and I get all that, and I'm with him. He doesn't need any confidence. But there was a reason I felt like Kyle said that to the reporters, because he's not dumb. He reads, he hears on his way to the job. And people are wondering, just like Leroy saying, ride the hot hand and the other 51 guys. I get that. But the bottom line is I'm putting myself in Kyle's shoes. This is my team. I'm the coach. You said that, Steiny. If my starting quarterback, who's missed umpteen weeks, tells me he's ready and good to go and the doctors sign off and we feel like we can trust him, here go the keys, young man.
Okay.
Go out there and break a leg. Pun intended. But you know, come on now. It's that simple.
I think Leroy's absolutely right about Kyle Shanahan is absolutely taking into account the rest of the team. And here's the reality of the situation. He could be sitting in an office right now with McCaffrey, with Kittle, with Trent Williams, with D'Amador Lenore.
Yeah.
And say, or probably just the offensive guys.
All right.
Hey, Brock's right there. He's getting close. Might be ready. What do you guys think? Mm. That's what a coach would probably do. Let me get your guys' input. Now, I may not follow it, but I'll definitely take it into account. You know, it's that story I think I told you my senior year, Goo. It was the hardest thing I ever
did. High school or college?
College. Hardest thing I ever did, but.
Look at Pasta. He can't wait. We're here.
We're headed into the, and Kenny's yawning.
I've been up since four, man.
Middle Atlantic Conference Tournament, Risotto. And we had I'm not going to use the guy's name. I've used it in the past.
But why not?
Because it's not cool. But I'll just say his name was
Wow.
His name was Smith. Our starting center was Smith, and we had a guy coming off the bench named Mennett. And Smith wasn't playing great, but coach liked him.
Yeah.
Before the game, called me in, and he goes, Steiny, has the team lost confidence in Jim Smith?
What'd you say?
Coach, yes.
Wow,
we've lost some confidence in Smith, not the real name.
Like he's listening, but go ahead.
And we went to Mennett. He changed the lineup before the playoffs. We won the tournament. We had to do it. And you know what? Smith ended up coming off the bench
balling
in the championship game and gave us like six off the bench in like 9 minutes. He helped us.
Did he ever know, or did you tell him that conversation happened?
Only if he's a Odyssey subscriber.
He won.
Of course,
right.
I never told anybody that.
Oh, man.
I told my teammates.
Not mad at that, Stoney. I really think a lot of people are underplaying and basically not giving Brock Purdy the benefit of the doubt in regard to letting go of the Jacksonville debacle in regard to his personal performance. But it's just me, and that's what I give you every day. I try to come to work, and I'm just telling you, Stoney, I believe if it gets there and he feels like he can go, it's not going to be about Mac Jones has set the bar so damn high. We're talking about a guy, when right, Brock Purdy, that's taking you to multiple NFC championship games. He's taking you to a Super Bowl. He's won an NFC championship
game. You've just given Brock all the credit for that. But when I say Mac Jones is 5-2, well, is that fair, Steiny? It's the whole team. You know what I mean?
And this is why I love you, and you're Johnny Cash Black, Steiny. It feels like you're forgetting how he got the keys. He got the keys because you're my backup.
Guru.
You took over and you've done a great, commendable job.
I'm not putting him on the field Sunday because he got us to the Super Bowl 3 years ago.
No, you would be doing that because he's your starting quarterback and a better option.
Who's better right now in Kyle's mind? That's all I give a rat's behind about. And if Kyle thinks Jones gives him the best opportunity right now, then you know what? He'll just say, Brock's still not there. He doesn't have to say, I think Mac's better than, like, that's what he's going
to
do.
Let me read this to you. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what Shanahan's going to do, but he better play the quarterback that he and the team believes is better right now.
And gosh, you guys are going to come for me. I feel you are. But I hear you talking. I love the passion. But I'm bringing up this word, and it's what married people do, Stoney, and relationships. But there's a commitment that was made to Brock.
What about the commitment to the other 52 players on the team?
And that's part. Why can't that be the same commitment that Brock's going to be afforded when he says, I'm ready to go, coach?
Why is Mac Jones quarterbacking right now?
Because Brock has been injured.
Okay, but because Mac Jones is better right now than Brock Purdy. Yes, he's better.
He's healthier.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And if, like, I get it. Like, you actually think Kyle's going to say, Brock's 100%, but we're still going to go with Mac. No, he's just going to keep milking it. Because he can. Mm. And I would, too.
Let me read this.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio.
I hear you, and I hope you hear me. And again, we'll never know. But let me just read this to you because I want your thoughts. This is from Never Go Full Jeff. Guru, there's a bigger issue. Colin, the Niners lied to us about how bad CMC's injury was last year, and they've lied to us all about how Brock's injury, how it's feeling now. He's got the same issue that Joe Burrow has, who had surgery. They've lied to us again.
Okay. I'm not going to respond to that.
But do you have that thought of this is serious, more serious than they're letting on?
Well, it is, because it's clear they thought and Pearsall would be back. So it does. Yes, this is worse than they thought. Mm. But the other thing is, you know, like, just because you're the franchise quarterback, great. You're on a contract for 4 years.
Gotcha.
Now sit down and shut up while we're in year one. It hasn't even kicked in yet. You're not healthy. This guy's playing well. Don't take it like we don't like you. It's like, you're just not as good as this other guy right now. If that's what, if Shanahan believe, like, you don't hire the quarterback whisperer and this quarterback genius that you've given him credit for his entire career and then not trust him with who he thinks is better at quarterback. And right now he thinks if it's because of injury, it's because of injury. It's because of play, it's because of play. But Mac Jones is better in Kyle's mind.
Okay, but if we want to play that game and you guys want to call me, and if you could, naivete, if we go off of what the coach just said not even days ago about when it does pop off and Brock Purdy's healthy, he's going right back in.
What
so you, that goes against what you guys are saying that I'm having trouble processing.
But what part don't you understand about he's just saying the right thing? That's all he's doing.
What if it's the truth?
Well, then he's going to play as soon as possible.
Right. Oh, if Brock ever does get to that juncture, which I said it both. I still think there's a percentage and a possibility that this thing will never be healthy enough and Mac finishes the year.
Okay. Then that's what happens. But, like, Kyle Shanahan owes nothing to Purdy. He owes everything to the San Francisco 49ers.
Facts.
And if he's starting to think in his mind, let's just take it out. Jesus, John, Mac might be better than Brock Purdy. You think? I don't know. I mean, he's got some nice things out there, man. John, I've been impressed with Mac Jones. All right, you know what? Go out and tell everybody Purdy's done. Like, you're not going to do that. You're going to try to milk it for whatever it's worth and give yourself the widest berth to make whatever decision you need to make. And Kyle's left himself in a spot where he can do anything. And I mean, I guess you're criticizing what he's doing now, but to me, the real criticism or praise is going to come when he finally makes a decision, if he has to, on the starting quarterback and bring Brock Purdy back.
I love the last part of that.
What about this?
Because I really believe he may not have to, Matt.
Well, exactly.
I really believe that.
Like, here's the other thing. You know why he doesn't want to play Brock Purdy? Because he knows if Brock Purdy goes out and gets hurt again, it's Shanahan's ass. So I would, it's starting to make sense to me why Kyle would be like, I'm not playing him for a month. Because I'm not going to be standing on the sidelines when if he's playing like Jacksonville. And by the way, the stakes of the games are getting more and more and more. Let's go to Devin. Devin in the Uber.
D.
What's up, D? How you doing, man?
Hey, my guys. I got it. Can you guys hear me, for number one?
We got you, baby.
Look, man, I'm... dude, I feel like you're hearing us, but you're not listening, brother. That's how it's coming across. Let me get my bars off, right? So, one, like I said, bro, I touched the league for a second, right? And that's a little longer than most, but I was in the league for a second, right? Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, whoa.
And let me guarantee you guys something. Shanahan is 1,000% speaking to some of the teammates, the key teammates, like, hey, how y'all feeling? Right, he's gaining a lot of people's, personal opinions, and then he's formulating his own, and then he's gonna push the button. So when Mac is playing still and Brock is sitting still, first of all, I don't even think Brock's healthy. I think I've been saying this: Brock should be out for the rest of the year, personally, because what you don't want to do is alter his career. But if it's one season, it is what it is, right?
Right.
That's number one. Number two, when I say that the only person Shanahan will keep it 100 with is somebody in the 49ers organization. He's not going to keep it 100 with the fan base. He's not going to keep it 100 with some reporters. They have to keep their competitive edge, right? So when he's saying like, oh, Brock is the starter, yeah, that sounds nice. That's so it's no bull jive coming into whispering in people's ear and throwing them off their game. He's going to say whatever he has to say, but I guarantee you he's keeping it 100 with Brock, and he's keeping it 100 with Mac. And if you guys don't believe Mac is trying to, just like Shanahan's milking this, Mac is milking this too, because he's looking at this saying Purdy's been injured throughout his time here. Niners have a history of injured quarterbacks, and the league has a history of this right now. I'm going to flourish, right? So don't trust everything they say, right? Or at least don't pick and choose when to trust everything they say. There is no controversy. The starting quarterback is Mac Jones, right? We have to reward winning too, guys. So
yeah,
that's Mac Jones doing this.
Yeah, and D. But I didn't think, real quick, D, I got to jump in because I feel like you didn't give my Jedi enough credit. I didn't like Kyle saying there's nothing to see here. That's when my radar went off like, oh, you're trying to tell us it's nothing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here, now I'm thinking Brock might not be close. So I got that. That's why I'm alarmed of, oh, for him to say that, I feel like he's finessing and Jedi mind tricking. And I do, and I just told Steiny and you all that I don't believe Brock is close. Like, I believe we might not see him.
I don't think he's close. And one last thing before I go, because I don't want to tell you guys up. One last thing, when it comes to the possibility of, now, understand, I don't think Brock's coming back, but if he does, right, he's going to play terribly, but if he does, yes, I could see him being second string, and I'm going to give you the scenario. When we were in trouble, right, and I'll ask this to all the fans, and we love you guys, now, if we could choose when we were a kid, did we want that belt, or did we want to go on timeout? right? And at the end of the day, when I say belt and timeout, the belt is the third string quarterback, right?
Wow.
The timeout is Brock. What would you rather have?
Oh,
right?
Man.
In the case of Matt getting hurt. So I love you guys. I hate that I wasn't at the Sunday.
Hey, what position did you play? You can't drop Seahawks on us. We need to know what position, man. Give us a name,
look,
man.
I was only, that's why I can't give the full name. And I was only there for a couple weeks. I tore my Achilles. It was only 2 weeks on the practice squad. But that's what I'm saying. I know meetings. I know what the room looks like. I know what the conversations
all
are.
Right.
It was just 2 weeks on the practice squad.
Okay.
But I love you guys. Steiny, I owe it, man. You didn't have the protection you needed that day, but I love you.
Nah, it's all right, buddy. That's all right. Steiny, you didn't have the what that day?
Protection. He's my bodyguard.
Oh, okay. Got you.
So, let me, all right, you know what? Sometimes when I say it like this, maybe, let me tell you what's really going on right now. Okay? And it's not that hard. Brock Purdy has turf toe, and Mac Jones is quarterbacking. They tried to bring Brock Purdy back, and he hurt himself again, and now he's out 4 weeks, 5 weeks. The team's playing well. Kyle Shanahan has gone up to Brock Purdy and said, look, these turf toes are tricky, and the more rest we give you, the better, and Mac's rolling. So I'm going to just keep giving you time. Because you're our long-term future. Mac's not going to be here. Maybe Mac probably won't even be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but right now, he's rolling. You got this bugaboo of an injury. It's turf toe. It's tricky. So we're just going to give you a little more each week. But Mac's rolling. And you know what Purdy will say? Sounds good, coach.
Yeah.
Purdy's not going to be like, you don't believe in me.
But he's not.
Are you going to take my money away? I mean, it's not. That's what's going on.
And
I love it now.
Purdy needs time.
He does. He's not good enough right now.
Stunny, the Warriors
Mac Jones
got a game
is better.
Too. Warriors got a game.
You want to go Warriors?
No, because we got some guys in the chat.
You better be able to hold up your end of the conversation then.
I've known you for 8 years.
We got to also get the grandpa daddy because
he came through yesterday.
He wants you to relax.
You didn't see. He looking good too.
I didn't see him.
You didn't see GPD?
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe I did, but
no. You were eating your salad.
It's Football Friday, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Purdy, go bye bye.
I'm a journalist with words.
That dude should return his muscles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that was nice. Little phone call from one of my daughters.
It lasted 4 seconds.
Well, I got to come back on the air. She's in Manchester right
now.
Wow.
You've been there?
No, I've been to London.
Okay.
She's in Manchester.
Dude, what's up? 814 flights canceled. I hope it doesn't affect Milan when she's coming home for Thanksgiving. We need a do-over. If Venus or Mars was taking applications, I'd have my. I'm tired of y'all, man. I just
get in there,
man. I'm tired of this, man.
What are you tired of, Goo? Tell me what you're tired of.
The backstabbing, the smut.
Who
the attention? We're all whores for attention. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad attention. We take pictures of our food. We can't just go enjoy our family and have a good time. We got to take a picture of it to prove it. Nobody's really happy. Take me back to the 80s, the 70s, when you loved thy neighbor. Give me some good news, damn it. And kids can walk to school and not get picked up or worried about these...
Worried about who?
Just kidnappers.
Oh, yeah. There's rampant kidnapping going on left and right. It's unbelievable. I'm coming into the office
today. Oh,
you're
being real. Union City. You saw that last week.
I'm coming into work earlier today.
Oh, my gosh, where are you going?
I look down an alley. There's a kidnapping. Then I walk around the block. Another kid's getting kidnapped. Yeah, it happens all the time. What are you talking about? No kidnapping? There is a kidnapping crisis? What are you talking about?
You sick son of a gun.
If you're playing with this, nobody gets
kidnapped.
Did you see that?
You've been watching too much crap.
Yeah, you saw that video of IG and the Yoon. You saw that, and it's everywhere.
Right, and you know what?
You live in your little bubble.
Hey, you live in your little bubble and be ignorant to what's going on around you. Prayers up.
Yeah.
Did she get kidnapped?
No, she got away.
Because she was vigilant.
Yeah.
And
This is why I just want to get away from you.
We don't have a kidnapping crisis in the United States. That's all I'm saying.
How about human trafficking?
How about human trafficking? I don't know about that.
Yeah, you shouldn't be ignorant. We do.
I can't speak to that.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Please.
Yeah.
Don't be so scared.
This dude acting like he in Orange County.
Don't be so scared.
Never been at,
don't
man,
be
don't
so
get me
scared.
Upset. Don't get me upset.
Come on. Walk with your head held high.
Don't get me upset.
Don't. Let that chin hit the floor.
Yeah.
You know why we don't have a kidnapping crisis? That's the one thing some dude hasn't said is a crisis. So maybe it is, actually. All right, that'll be it.
And they figured you out, too. Some said on the Brock Purdy thing, Stani just rage baiting. And that's what you are.
What are you talking about?
Like, you don't have all the answers. So
no, and that's why I don't automatically just start ripping people left and right.
I haven't ripped anybody.
What are they doing? He can't come back as a backup. That's just stupid. If he's backup,
well,
then he should start.
Saying, with the energy you've been saying.
No.
Yeah. We've been speculating. And you think it's going one way. I think it's going another.
Yeah. Grandpa, Daddy, help your guy.
I don't need help.
No, he needs you to relax.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandpa, how you doing, my man? I need your help today.
What's up, Stein. Yeah. Goo. Let me start by saying you guys, great show, man. You guys, you have a big fan base. We love you guys. Shout out to my girl, Jennifer, and her husband, Eric, at the table with us. Man, she knows more about sports than her husband. Loved it.
I love
okay?
it.
Okay? And then I saw Guru in the pink shirt.
Salmon.
Guru. Everybody can't wear it like that. And I got a new nickname for you. Hold on. Don't hang up on me. I got a new nickname for you, Guru, at the end. But let me get to this. Guru, please, man. I love you, bro. Start wearing your heart on your sleeve. It's a business. Stiney's completely right, man. Shannon, don't believe half of what you see and half of what you hear. They just playing lip service to the media, bro. He's going to do what's best for the team no matter what. Oh, boy. Yeah, Brock, sit your butt down. And he's the future. Okay, he's the future. He ain't going to risk it. Matt Jones is, I'm going to the game Sunday. Bet you. Mac Jones start. Purdy, even if he's iffy, Purdy, dude, they can't even risk it. He's rusty. Why would you put a rusty person in there, bro? He's rusty. Mac Jones is balling. Don't get me wrong. I love Purdy, and I think he's better than Mac Jones because he's got the legs. When he's at his ultimate best, when he's at his best, he ain't at his best. So they go, look, sit your butt down. And I'm telling you, Mac Jones is going to run the show. We got you next year when that thing's completely healed. Yes, here's the keys back. Now, I want to say this.
Before you give me my nickname, I got to tell you, and my man, our producer, Pasta, cut it up. Did you miss the part where I said I think he might be done for the year? You missed that part, right?
Yes, I did miss that part.
Well, I did say that.
You're right.
All right.
Okay, so remember, Guru, this is business, bro. This ain't nothing personal. This ain't a marriage. He ain't married. He don't owe Purdy Nathan. Nathan, bro, nothing. He owes it everything to the 49er organization. He's going to do the best thing for the 52. What is it, a 52-man squad, 51? That's what he's going to do, baby.
What's the nickname?
Bang, bang, Niner game. Now, here's a new nickname.
Let's go, baby.
Guru, You look so good with that pink on your chocolate dark skin. You are Guru the Chocolate Thunder. And here's a trivia question. Who was the NBA basketball player?
Don't hurt my feelings. That's too easy. Daryl Dawkins.
Come on. I love you guys. Later.
That's how Jordan was looking. Remember, I say he looked a little like Daryl Dawkins. Chocolate Thunder's taken.
Well, does a nickname come available when the person dies?
Pasta.
Risotto saying no.
He's like, absolutely not.
We may have stumbled onto something here. So, for example, okay, like I was not happy that Tom Brady was trying to get Tom Terrific when Tom Seaver was absolutely
that
the original Tom Terrific.
That was foul.
Question is, Tom's passed. Can Brady get it now?
Would you want it, though?
Well, he wanted it when the guy was alive.
I think there's a statute of limitations that's like 100 years.
You know what? I'm with that. I might not go as far as 100, but like a generation. Maybe a generation.
So Will Richard, no matter what he ends up being with the Warriors, can never be called or referred to as Will the Three.
Correct. That's correct.
Right. You would hope.
Or what about Little Richard?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But that, what? Who wants that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't want a Little Richard. Yeah.
I'm going to Wichita. Right now. Let's go to Doug in Wichita. What's up, man?
What's up, man? We're in Wichita, Kansas, 316. I'm driving around, just kicking off sticks and just doing my thing.
Nice.
Delivering praise.
My man.
And I'm listening all week. I am listening all week to the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones thing. And I just want to say first, right up front, I'm not writing our team off as far as can we win the Super Bowl. Damn right we can still win the Super Bowl, man. Uh-oh. We've won more than we lost. We're right there at the top with Seattle, with the Rams. Oh, and by the way, we beat them once already each. So with Brock, with Mac, I think, yes, we can win. And by the way, so can every other team that's above 500 right now. We'll win the Super Bowl. So, yes. Now, I was telling our call screener here, I was like, look, man, the next man up mentality is a real thing, and it's got to be because it's football. Yep. And then I was saying, but, you know, with Brock, I was thinking back to the Jacksonville game, and it seems to me that even though he re-injured that foot, our receivers were letting him down, the dropsies. And so you could say, you could put that loss on Brock because he got hurt again and say, okay, whatever. Or you could say, look, the whole team performance was terrible. And actually, Brock was putting the ball where it needed to be. And anytime any quarterback puts the ball where it needs to be, it's out of his hands, literally and figuratively.
Right.
So, I mean, I want to see Brock come back, yeah. But then that thing keeps back in my mind. It's like, well, you know, the people in the building should know what's going on. Even if they ain't telling us the whole truth and nothing but the whole truth, we gotta go with it, man. And is it your team or is it your player?
Mm.
I love Brock to death, but it's my team, man.
Mm.
I want to keep winning. And if Shanahan and Lynch and the whole everybody else who has a say-so says, right now it's still Mac to give us the better chance, and by the way, we're protecting our future, then let's roll with it and go bang, bang, not a gang.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the call.
With the fact, I wanted to say that Jacksonville game is when I don't want to go Draymond Green, is when Jennings hurt his ribs. Remember that? The two-point conversion.
Yeah, that was a great throw.
I'm just saying, Pastor, that was – yeah, those ribs got hurt.
You know, like, I think here's the way I look at the injuries. Like, I don't feel like we can determine whether Kyle's making a great decision or a not. Like, this is one where I have no idea what Purdy's dealing with, and, like, however they handle the quarterback situation, my feeling is they know a hell of a lot more than me in terms of everybody's ability. So, to me, I look at a decision like that. I don't look at it as though, Kittle shouldn't replace Tonjes when Tonjes comes back. Tonjes is really good. It's not like that. It's an injury thing, and
yeah.
I don't have enough insight to know whether Purdy is ready, how ready he is, where Mac Jones is, all that stuff.
I'll just go back because I have before. You got to give Kyle kudos for having the foresight to even bring Brock in, Mac in. And just imagine, Stoney, I don't want to imagine, Goo, but the bottom line is, with all the stuff that was out there draft day years ago, he didn't let that deter him. He wasn't insecure. And he went and brought him in, and he's a big reason this thing has not gone south when Brock went down. Because, again, I just keep thinking about if Brandon Allen, Mullins, and all the dudes who've come and gone, just imagine had he not had the, you know, hey, I can make this work with Mac, and look now. And you got a chance to go 7-3.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What if I put it this way? Why would you change quarterbacks for this game against the Rams?
Why would I?
Why would you?
I love the question, but the bottom line is if they truly believe Brock Purdy's better than Mac Jones, you want your starting quarterback to get on the field sooner than later for the stretch run, and you're probably in that now, but that would be my answer. One is better than the other. And you want him to knock to Grandpa Daddy's point, you want him to knock the rust off or what have you. But, man, I guess I'm just saying, Stoney, I'm never saying no to my starter. Because normally that means I'm better than whoever's in my filling in while I'm out.
The bottom line is Brock has not been good this year. And last year he was not as good as the year before.
He ain't been available.
Well.
Two games.
I mean, here – I mean, it's not that hard. Hey, Brock's getting closer, no doubt. Brock's definitely getting closer. But so Max Rolen. Mm-hmm. Max Rolen. It's really that simple. And I also believe, yeah. You're feeling better?
Yeah.
You're feeling better, Brock?
I think I'm ready to go.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that. Max Rolen, and remember you said that last time against Jacksonville. So we're going to play it super duper safe,
yeah.
Brock, because we just signed you to a $250 million contract.
And that means, and a lot of, like Chris A in the chat, I really believe, and he's not by himself, Stani, I really believe Mac is better than Purdy straight up when both healthy. Okay, let's just say the Niners believe that. I don't think they could naturally, organically make that switch. It is like you're married to one of the two. And to your point, Mac might be swooped up or a trade happens this offseason when some starving team needs a quarterback, comes calling, and now believes Mac, the good Mac, is available. But I just believe for you to ask me why would you make the change is one's supposed to be better than the other.
Well, one is better than the other right now.
Or healthier.
Mac Jones. Yeah. Well, he's both. He's both. And I do think that's the way Kyle Shanahan looks at it. Here's the other thing. What if, like seriously, what if Mac Jones, they win the game? And, you know, Brock's still banged up and whatever. I don't, you know, either they shut him down or they don't shut him down. But the Niners go 12-5 and they win a playoff game. Or two.
No, hey.
Like, it's okay to then say, we think Mac's better.
Yeah. And now how do you, yeah.
Well, they're going to have to figure that out.
No doubt.
But the one thing they can't do is if Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, then you better figure out a way to keep Mac Jones.
Man. Who, again, nobody likes this. They get mad at me, Stani. When I bring up, you know, when you just look at college and coming in that draft, at one point when we looked at who was the better quarterback, there was no question. And if you wanted to do a compare or contrast, and I know Willard always talks about, and it's real, the draftism of Brock Purdy, Mac Jones was the better quarterback coming out of college. And maybe he went to the wrong place, but he did take his team in his rookie year, New England, to the playoffs. And then all hell broke loose for him. But the bottom line is, imagine, what would you call that? The maneuver, the 180, if you did deem Mac is what we want to do, I mean, how attractive is Purdy in that contract that's about to kick in? And I know they got the Rams this week. That's later. But just think about that, if they did come to that conclusion.
Isn't it, like, I know this is, I know everybody's, thinks it's the end of the world, but as a fan of no team, if Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, good. That means you have a quarterback that's better than the quarterback who you thought you had.
But
like, there's no downside if Mac Jones is better. You must play the better guys.
But eventually,
and then we'll figure out Purdy.
Okay, well, there we go. Because I was going to say you can't keep two. But now you got to figure.
Well, you can for a year and a half.
Yeah, but just real quick, I got to get it up.
But
how attractive is Brock now with this injury and that contract attached to him? If we just wanted to do that, you know what I mean?
But here's the thing:
it ain't as cute and attractive.
If you're talking about shutting Purdy down, they can't trade Mac Jones. They cannot trade Mac Jones if you're worried about the turf toe. Because
now we're talking about the offseason and all that time for it to heal.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm dead serious. If Brock Purdy had turf toe at the early in the season, they brought him back. It reoccurred. Now, after 6 weeks, everyone's like, turf toe. Turf toe's no joke. Turf toe's no joke. It's pretty serious. Turf toe's no joke. Then you can't trade Mac Jones. You can't even consider
it. Well, you're saying that this thing might follow Brock.
I'm saying, you know what? If I'm Kyle Shanahan, and let me ask you this. Do you think they're a little concerned about the toe?
Oh, I believe
so. Then you can't trade Mac Jones.
And I do wonder if surgery is a possibility.
And you must go forward with these two guys for the next year and a half. Don't you think?
But the premise that you're saying is, like, see, oh, man.
Yeah.
We don't get robbed, but there's really no controversy because both, there's not a beauty pageant in regard to we pick one or the other. It's going to be Mac Jones' show only because Brock is not healthy. I guess I want to know when Brock's healthy, then that's when the drama starts. Don't if you, they feel like, hey, I think Mac's the guy.
Don't you get it? Don't you get it?
Not, it ain't already.
This is exactly, and I'm not saying, trust me, I'm not saying it's going to happen. This is what they did with Garoppolo. They purposely conflated performance and availability. They purposely always said availability,
right.
Availability. Right. So if you believe, if there's a doctor in that organization or if there are people in the front office that are actually like, damn, this turf toe, damn, then Mac's not going anywhere, not today. Not the end of the year, not till the end of next year.
And why would you want him
exactly.
to?
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to say this about Jimmy, Steiny, and I'm not saying you're off on that because there was some of that. But, Steiny, he had to return to glass slippers. He was the one throwing the high throws.
Yeah, just like
Purdy. The Jimmy Ono throws. So we got to put some onus in. I'm not saying you're not doing that on Jimmy Garoppolo's poor play. Like, he regressed in a way to where it was just – you know what I mean?
So it's Brock. Brock has regressed. Well, I know people hate this, like, and I'm using that word on purpose because if you say Garoppolo regressed, so did Purdy last year. Now, if you want to blame injuries, you can. But, like, the other thing is we've seen Kyle Shanahan divorce quarterbacks.
Right.
And I'm not saying we're there. We're not even close to
this. This would be like a divorce on the honeymoon. Hey, you just gave him the contract.
But they can't divorce him. That's the point. And why would you, like, I wouldn't, if I'm the 49ers, I'm not doing anything right now.
Do you think Brock finished last year healthy? I know he missed a couple games. He had the shoulder thing. But I'm just asking, like, how many seasons do you think, you know, the Carfax report. But obviously, I shouldn't even be asking you. You're my partner. But the bottom line is the Niners felt like it wasn't a issue to where they gave him the Benjamins.
Yeah.
But that was before turf toe.
Yeah, he's he was healthy last year. Except for what, two games?
Yeah, the shoulder.
He was
or
the starting.
Whatever.
How many games did he start?
I want to say, I'm going to look it up.
But. Yeah. I think 15. So he was healthy last year, Brock Purdy. He's not healthy this year. So, you know, and here's where I do think Kyle Shanahan, the quote that he gave the other day is, and I believe him, is it's really cool that we got a backup quarterback who we can win with. And right now they got two quarterbacks and one's not 100% and the other one continues to do a nice job of keeping them in games and winning games that they can win.
Yeah, 15 last game.
Yeah,
last year.
Yeah. Damn. I'm getting ready. I kind of like where the Niners are the more I talk to myself about it.
Well, you're becoming a Mac now.
You know what I'm looking at it as? And I swear to God at this point, we've got two quarterbacks for the next year and a half. Obviously, Purdy's our number one, but he's not ready right now.
Yeah.
So we're worried about the toe. Mac's not going anywhere. Mac will play until we're happy with that toe, and then we'll play Brock. But if we don't like that toe, we're going right back to Mac. And if we have to do it like this for the next year and a half, well, that's better than not having Mac Jones.
Real quick, I know we're up against it. If they were 4-3, if they were 4-3, would you feel differently? And I say they, the Niners.
Well, they were 4-3.
In the seven games that they that he's quarterback, he's 5-2. Would you say? Would you feel any different if they were 3-4?
Like in a way, yeah. Okay, what if I say yeah? It doesn't matter. They win. They're 5-2 with Mac. 5-2. So they got a quarterback that has been able to help them win games. 888-957-9570. We can get in some Warriors.
Yeah, got a big game tonight. Who's playing?
Not Curry.
I knew that. I want to know if Butler and Dre McRib is playing.
Well, now they become a package deal. Because if Butler doesn't play, then he's got to drag Draymond off the floor with him, of course.
Draymond's available. Jimmy Butler's still questionable.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
When Jimmy Butler makes his decision, see if Draymond's status changes. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Tune in for Warrior Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.